The difference here, though, between how you may have massaged yourself before is that magic word, my favorite word of all, sensual.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 28 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. It is so lovely to have you here with me. Let me ask you a question. How often do you touch yourself? No, not like that. It is like that. Both. Do you intentionally touch your body regularly? I'm talking meaningful, loving touch. Not just incidental touching when you wash your hands or scratch your leg. Today, I want to share with you one of my favorite ways to honor my body every single day, the practice that instantly connects you with your innate sensuality. It's powerful, it's potent, and it's 100% free. This simple practice is easy to slip into your daily routine with no fuss, and it's really effective at getting you in touch with yourself on a deeper and more intimate level. So, what the hell is it, Eleanor? My friends, it is the simple art of self-touch. The topic of self-touch is really not something that's often spoken about. We all know how great massages are, though, and we'll happily pay someone else to provide that touch for us. But we're taught from such a young age that somehow it's inappropriate to touch ourselves sensually, let alone sexually. And we're taught that it's vain to luxuriate in our physical bodies, that somehow it's selfish or self-involved to prioritize our own damn pleasure and to enjoy what is inherently ours, our body, our pleasure. Well, I call bullshit on that. There's nothing more beautiful than appreciating your body by touch. It's the fastest way for you to get out of your head and drop into your body. It's incredibly grounding, and it's an act of self-honoring, of nurturance, and deep self-intimacy. Esoterically speaking, our hands are extensions of our heart chakra. So when you intentionally touch, massage, and caress your own body, it's a direct act of self-love. You're infusing your body with that energy of love. How beautiful is that? I think that too often we rely on others to fulfill our desire for touch. Now, I know a lot of us are seriously missing touch because of this whole global pandemic situation, and not just sexual touch, but simply having hugs with people, holding hands, having a loved one brush your hair out of your face, a touch on the arm during conversation, the closeness of your feet under the table as you play footsies on a date, or even just someone sitting next to you, someone sleeping next to you. Touch from others is wildly important, and there are plenty of studies out there that show how vital it is to humans. But today, we're going to take the focus inwards and explore how we can give ourselves that comforting touch to cultivate a deeper relationship with ourselves. And this is an important thing to do at all times, not just when you're craving someone else's touch. This is a self-love practice. I want to also clarify the difference between sensual self-touch and sexual self-touch. Both are incredibly important and as necessary as one another. One isn't better than the other, but they do go hand in hand. I view sensual self-touch as an act of deep love and appreciation. It's about mindfulness and awareness of the connection between our physical body and our breath. Whereas sexual self-touch, while at the same time it's absolutely an act of deep self-love and appreciation as well, it's often for the purpose of sexual pleasure. So today we're going to focus on sensual self-touch because honestly, sexual self-touch and self-pleasure could be an entire episode of its own, and it likely will be in the future. sensual self-touch is something that can definitely lead to sexual self-touch if you so choose, but that's not the goal and that's not what I'll be focusing on today. Today, it's all about you. To touch ourselves and our bodies sensually is to cultivate a really deep sense of connection, acceptance, and love for your physical body. There are many, many ways to indulge in sensual self-touch, and today I'm going to take you through a few of my favorite ways. I'm going to start things off with the more vanilla techniques first to get you started, and then get a little more decadent as we go throughout the episode. But having said that, remember that vanilla is a very delicious flavor, so you can choose which practices resonate most with you. So first up is self-massage in the form of Abhyanga. And this is an Ayurvedic practice. So Ayurveda is the traditional Indian medicine, which is also referred to as the science of life. And in Ayurveda, self-massage or Abhyanga is seen as a pillar exercise, and it's encouraged as a daily routine. Part of a daily routine that you do each morning. And Abhyanga is about moving your lymph, increasing blood circulation, relaxing your nervous system, and loving and respecting your body. The main purpose of Abhyanga and the specific strokes in this routine are to soothe and stimulate the tissues and to connect through the skin to the inner organs and systems and kind of get things moving. They actually recommend with Abhyanga to use warmed up sesame oil for this practice, but you could also use coconut oil or any other oil that your skin likes. I'm not going to go too deep into Ayurveda in this episode because it's a whole topic, but I'm going to take you through a short Abhyanga routine. So with Abhyanga, you don't want to do this when you're sick or when you're menstruating. So this is how you would perform an Ayurvedic self-massage on yourself. So first things first is you'd want to warm up the oil. This is optional, but it's definitely recommended. So if you're using sesame oil, you know, you use about a quarter of a cup and you warm it very gently, maybe on the stove. So you want it to be warm, but not too hot because you're going to put it on your skin and we don't want you to burn yourself. Then you'll take that to, you know, wherever you're going to do your oil massage. And you want to make sure that it's like in a nice, warm, toasty room, somewhere where you can get oil. So maybe you do it in the shower or the bath. Maybe you have a nice big towel laid out on a yoga mat or something that you don't mind about, you know, getting stained. Then the sequence is really important in Abhyanga because it's about sort of moving things around in terms of the lymphatic system. So you always will start with the head and the face. Then you go down to the neck, the chest, the stomach, the back, the arms, hands, then the thighs, calves, feet, and finally the toes and the bottom of the feet. Now with the sides of the body, because Ayurveda is quite in touch with energetics, they recommend that for women, you start with the left limbs first, so the left side of the body first, and then right-hand side for men. Now, I don't know how this would correlate depending on sex or gender. I think it's specifically designed about energy more so. So take that with a grain of salt. If you don't have time for a full Abhyanga routine, though, they would recommend that like a short version would be to start with the top of the head, just to do the ears, the hands, and the soles of the feet. That's their version of like a grounding practice. And again, I'm not going to go too deep into Abhyanga, but just to give you an idea of one self-massage practice. In terms of the strokes, what you want to do for an Abhyanga practice is long strokes up and down on the limbs and on the back, and then circular motions on the joints and the organs. You generally want to do this in a clockwise direction as well. Then the big important part of Abhyanga, because you've sort of massaged into these joints and organs, or the outside of the organs, obviously, you want to leave that oil on for between 8 and 45 minutes. 45 minutes is ideal. And this is to kind of draw the toxins out of your body. And it's a really, really great way to kind of refresh your system. And it's very important afterwards as well, if you've been kind of sitting oiled up for 45 minutes to go and have a shower and get all of that oil off so that you don't reabsorb the toxins into your body afterwards. Now, that's a general Abhyanga routine that you could try. There's way more resources online, so feel free to have a little search if you're interested in trying that. And a really beautiful thing to do during Abhyanga is repeating affirmations to yourself as you massage your body. This is actually for any time you're doing anything, but also during any type of self-massage. So this could be affirmations that you want to say to yourself about your body or just in general. And a personal fave of mine is to repeat the Hawaiian prayer known as the Ho'oponopono, I think I pronounced that correctly, which is as simple as repeating in any order the four phrases: I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. This is such a beautiful affirmation mantra, and I find it to be a really powerful way to recognize that you may have been unkind to your body in the past, but you're now choosing to honor it. And I think that's really special. So give that a try and let me know how you go. So that's a tiny little rundown on Abhyanga. Now let's make things a little more sensual, shall we? A sensual self-massage can be truly as simple as it sounds. Simply tuning into your body and massaging wherever feels good, where there's tension that needs releasing, without a sequence. The difference here, though, between how you may have massaged yourself before is that magic word, my favorite word of all, sensual. Take your time. Don't rush this. It's about connecting and honoring your body, remember? I'm a huge advocate for treating yourself as you would like a lover to treat you. Touch yourself like you're exploring your body for the first time, marveling at the wonder that is your beautiful body. Something really fun to experiment here with is elemental touch. This is a practice that I encourage you to explore for yourself. And once you have, you can also take this into the bedroom to explore with a lover. So what is elemental touch? Great question. Elemental touch refers to the way you can embody the five elements with your touch: earth, fire, water, air, and ether. This way of looking at touch allows you to also create a great vocabulary that you can now share and use with lovers in the future to describe what kind of touch you desire. Another feather in your sexual communication hat. You're welcome. So let's go through the five elements. First, we have earth. So an earthy touch is firm, akin to a firm massage or a deep tissue massage. It's deeply grounding. Then you have a fiery touch. This signifies a more scratchy type of touch. Think of being in the heat of the moment with a lover, that kind of animalistic desire to dig your fingernails into their back and scratch. But this could also be a little less intense. It could be a lighter touch, using the fingernails specifically to create a unique sensation against the skin. Then we have our watery touch. This is all about motion. Think of using the fingertips to sweep and sway across the skin in a fluid and flowing manner, just like water. Then we have our airy touch. This is the most gentle. Think that barely there, very light, almost tickling type of sensation. This could also be the breath on the skin, gently blowing to create that delicate sort of sensation that causes those goosebumps or that moment of holding your breath. Then we have ether. So this is touchless touch. It's energetic. For anyone who is familiar with Reiki, you'll understand how powerful it can be. This is where you hold your hands just a few centimeters or so from the body and tune into the subtle waves of energy that emit from your palms. It's quite powerful and very intimate. It's something that you might not feel immediately, or you might feel this very strongly, but explore with it. Use your intuition when experimenting with elemental touch and see which one resonates the most with you in the moment. Recognizing that different moods and different times of the month will lead you to gravitate towards different types. So always keep them all on the table and see which one you feel like in each moment. Use your breath to guide you as you touch yourself. Close your eyes down and really luxuriate in it. Now, let's move on to the beautiful practice of breast massage. So this is taking your sensual self-massage to a whole new level. So for those of you with breasts, tune in. Without, that's fine. You can listen along and you might learn something to share with someone else in your life. So most of you may be familiar with the idea of a self-breast exam, where you check your breasts once a month, usually just before ovulation, for any lumps or bumps as a preventative measure for breast cancer. Keep doing this. Definitely keep doing this. But today we're going to be talking about a full-on breast massage. I actually wrote a blog post on this years ago on my old website as part of the ritual series. And I wanted to share this practice with you today as an addition to your sensual self-massage. I've had so many coaching clients of mine confide in me that they have a very poor relationship with their breasts. One client told me that she never liked her breasts and was really uncomfortable showing them to her partner, to the point where she would keep her bra on during sex. She didn't have a good relationship with them and she wasn't proud of them. And I know that a lot of people out there feel the same way. Perhaps you can resonate here too. So for those of us with breasts, we're often led to believe that they exist for two purposes only. That is breastfeeding and for the sexual gratification of the male gaze, that omnipresent male gaze. But I'm here to tell you that they are yours first and foremost before anyone else has the pleasure of benefiting from them. So reclaim them. They're yours. I'm going to say that again. Your boobs are yours to enjoy, and you are allowed to enjoy them. You have complete permission, and there is nothing wrong with appreciating, honoring, and taking deep pleasure in your boobs. And you know what? That goes for your whole body too. But why bother with breast massage anyway? There are so many benefits of breast massage on the physical, emotional, and spiritual levels. And here are a few reasons to add this in to your self-care routine, into your sensual self-massage. So it creates connection to and appreciation of your body. And your chest corresponds to your heart chakra. So self-massage energetically opens the heart space. And remember what I said before about our hands being extensions of the heart chakra. When you're using your hands to massage your own breasts, it's just like double explosion heart chakra space. So it's a really, really beautiful practice to do. Some other benefits: it flushes the lymphatic system around the breast tissue, detoxifies the breast, promotes healthy breast tissue. It strengthens your feelings of self-love, connects you to your heart center, helps to balance hormones, increases the blood flow to the breasts, relieves breast pain, activates pleasure chemicals in your brain like oxytocin and dopamine, and it allows you to experience more pleasure. I will do an episode in the future about orgasms, specifically all about orgasms, but nipplegasms are totally a thing, and sensual breast massage is a really great way to kind of awaken the senses around your breasts if this isn't an area that you have experienced pleasure in the past. Specifically, if it's an area that you've experienced pain and you'd like to open yourself up to experiencing pleasure here. So breast massage is a really, really beautiful practice that you can very easily do every single day. You can keep it as simple and fuss-free as you like with, you know, just a few minutes first thing in the morning, before or after a shower, or you can incorporate it into a full-on elaborate self-care ritual. It's totally up to you. So when you're going to do a breast massage, begin by gently cupping both your breasts, gently feeling their weight, however subtle or significant that might be. And then in circular motions, gently massage leading upwards on the inside edge towards the heart, and then downwards on the outer edges. The stimulating motion of self-massage releases the love hormone, like I said before, oxytocin, and subsequently, the feelings of love towards yourself will heighten. So channel this energy and tune into any emotions or thoughts that might arise as you're doing this. Then switch direction. Go in the opposite direction, upward on the outer edge and downward on the inside. This encourages heart expansion and full-on radiance. There's really no wrong way to do this though, so simply allow yourself to massage in any way that feels nourishing while you really tune into your breath and breathe deeply and intentionally. Experiment with types of touch, massage the nipples, up along the chest, down the sides. Make it your own. You have full permission to explore here. Remember, your breasts are yours. You are allowed to honor them and show them love. So take some time and enjoy. Now I'm going to guide you through a step-by-step of a sensual self-massage. I'm a huge fan of making everyday things into a ritual. This is simply about doing something with intention, presence, purpose, and reverence for yourself. So with all rituals, it's always beautiful to start by setting up your very own sacred space. This helps you to drop in even deeper and to cultivate a more intentional connection with your practice. So set up your environment wherever you are, maybe it's the bathroom or the bedroom, to really like entice the senses. Think about how it looks, how it smells, how it feels, how it sounds, making it as pleasurable and luxurious as you can. You can check out episodes 8 and 26 for more ideas on engaging the senses as well. Then choose your oil. Massage is always better with some oil. So depending on your body type and your preference, you could choose a cooling oil like coconut or a more warming oil like sesame. Or you might have another specific massage oil that you'd like to use. Another option is to add a few drops of essential oil to a carrier, like another oil, to invoke the senses even more. Just if you're going to do this with essential oils, make sure that they're very, very high quality, 100% pure, skin safe, and that they're always diluted as well. You don't want to put that stuff straight onto your skin. It could burn or just cause a rash or something. So dilute it. But using some kind of scented oil is a really, really nice way as well to really enhance that sensual experience and bring that sense of smell into it. Then tune in. So begin by closing your eyes, placing your hands on your heart, and tuning into your breath. This is the time to set an intention for your practice. You could be intending to send love to your body, to open your heart, to become more confident, to step into your power, to experience deep pleasure. This practice of sensual self-massage is all about showing yourself a whole lot of love. So tune into your intention and allow yourself to give and receive this self-love. Then it's time to massage. So simply allow your hands to move wherever they like. Just intuitively massage anywhere on your body. But take your time here. You're not in a rush, and this isn't something just to tick off the self-care to-do list. So make sure that you take your time and really luxuriate in it. Move your hands gently and intentionally all over the body, perhaps focusing on one area at a time, finding places that you may not have really paid attention to before. Now, a couple ways to make your sensual self-massage even more juicy. The first is mirror work. So depending on how you feel, you may or may not like to do your massage in front of a mirror. Completely naked in front of a full-length mirror is absolutely amazing. It's a beautiful way to connect very deeply with your body and show yourself that amazing self-love. But I recognize that many of us actively avoid looking at ourselves in the mirror. Seeing yourself naked in the mirror may be quite triggering for you. So if this is the case, go into the practice using intentional affirmations and create a really safe and supportive environment first. If you feel unsure about it, begin without the mirror. Just do your practice as is, sans mirror. And then as you develop a more loving relationship with your body, you can start to move in front of the mirror and see how you feel. But working with a mirror in this practice will really amplify your ability to foster deep appreciation and reverence for your body. So I highly recommend giving this a go. The next way is with music. My favorite way to amplify literally any sensual practice is through music and movement. Check out my sensual playlist that I've linked in the show notes for some inspiration, or perhaps you'd like to play some meditation music, or maybe you just feel called to bask in the silence with your breath as your soundtrack. Throughout your sensual self-massage, it's really, really powerful to allow your body to move in what I like to call a moving meditation. So if you're familiar with my signature movement practice, sensual yoga, then you'll know the subtle movements of gently swaying your hips from side to side, rolling your head in big, juicy head circles, circling your chest around. Just allow your body to move gently and intuitively as your hands caress and explore your body. It's a pretty delicious feeling. Then finally, when you feel complete in your exploration and your sensual self-massage, take a moment to tune back into your breath, into your intention, and send some gratitude to your body before you get up and go about your day. Now, a few ideas of when to do a sensual self-massage. So you could do it first thing in the morning. I actually love to do this before I even get out of bed. So this will be obviously without oil or anything like that. Before you even open your eyes, wake up and take a few moments to simply just caress your body, to gently massage yourself, to show your body some love. It's literally the first thing I do every single morning, and it's become almost an instinct for me now. I wake up and I just kind of give myself a little bit of love, give myself a little cuddle. It's a beautiful way to start the day. Then you could do a sensual self-massage before you get in the shower. This is especially a great time if you're doing the Abhyanga, so like that full oil detoxifying type massage, so that you can then have a shower and kind of get all the oil off. But then you've also got the option of doing it after a shower. This might be a nice time to do a breast massage ritual. You'll be fresh and clean and you can indulge in a scented essential oil combo to really like amp up those self-love vibes and keep that reminder, that scented reminder with you throughout the day. And you can even just do this as a daily ritual with your moisturizer. So if you're going to moisturize yourself anyway, just like after the shower, maybe slow it down. Maybe take some more time to tune in and show your body some extra love. It's a way of tuning in to something that you might have done quite mindlessly in the past. Then doing this practice in the morning will absolutely set you up for the day and help you feel really confident in yourself. But the energy of a nighttime ritual is unmatched. It's so beautiful. It's so sensual to do it at nighttime. It can be slow and nourishing. You can take your time, send you off to sleep after, you know, infusing yourself with so much love. And that is it. your sensual self-massage ritual. I hope you feel inspired to show yourself some loving touch. Be sure to get in touch if you want to share how it went for you. I would love to hear your experiences. Before I say goodbye, I want to share with you a super exciting project that I have coming up. If you follow me over on Instagram, you'll know that I recently hosted an epic event called Pussy Power, where we explored sensual yoga, vulva anatomy, orgasms, pleasure, plus a full lap dance tutorial. It was such a great day. And since I posted a video of the lap dance routine on Instagram, where I was demonstrating on a very wonderful volunteer participant, I have been flooded with requests from you all to learn more, specifically that lap dance. Now, I'm here to serve, so your wish is my command, and I'm so excited to announce that I'm currently in the process of creating a new online course for you called The Art of Seduction. In this course, I'm going to be teaching you how to make magnetic eye contact, seduce yourself and your lover, to create a sensual space, to embody your femininity, confidently command the room, give a sensual, empowered lap dance, master a sultry striptease, and ignite your inner seductress. It's going to be a very juicy course, and I cannot wait to share it with you. So if you're interested, check out the link in the show notes to join the waitlist. If you join the waitlist, you're going to be the first to hear when it drops, and you'll be given priority access to the course before anybody else. Plus, you'll get special early bird pricing and extra special bundles to get my two courses at the one price. So be sure to get yourself on that waitlist ASAP. The link is in the show notes. Now, if you're listening to this episode in the future, then the course might actually be out there already. So be sure to check the show notes and also my website, eleanorhadley.com, to find more details and to see if enrollment is still open. And if you'd like to start your sensual journey even sooner, then my signature online course, which is called The Art of Sensual Movement, is available to enroll in now. This course teaches you the foundational moves of sensual yoga, and it'll be really, really helpful for you in mastering the art of seduction. If you get started in this now, you'll also receive special pricing to add on The Art of Seduction once it's released too. So you'll still get that special deal. So check out the show notes for the links. Plus, because I love you so much for listening to the podcast and I appreciate the hell out of you, I'd love to gift you with 15% off The Art of Sensual Movement. Just use the code PODCAST at checkout. Now, in other news, I'm currently working on an East Coast tour, so I'm going to be bringing my workshops about sensual yoga, seduction, and sensual sex to Sydney, Newcastle, Byron Bay, the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, and Brisbane, and I'm so excited for this. So if you're in any of these areas, make sure you reach out with a DM to let me know so that I can keep you posted. And if you're a venue or you know of a venue that might want to host me, then definitely reach out. You can reach out at media@eleanorhadley.com. I'll put all the details in the show notes as well. Along with events and workshops, I'm also available to host pleasure parties. Think like a Tupperware party, but way sexier. All you need to do is get a group of friends together at your home or on Zoom, and I'll come and teach you all about how to have better sex, the various types of orgasms possible, and prioritizing pleasure. So these can be in person or online. So reach out if you want to organize something, and I'll pop some links to that in the show notes as well. Okay, that's all from me this week. Wishing you total sensual embodiment. Enjoy your massages, and as always, stay sensual. Thanks for listening to the Sensuality Academy podcast. Before you go, I want to invite you to take my free quiz to discover your pleasure language. This really quick, fun quiz will get you started on your journey to explore your own pleasure and how to communicate this with a partner. Plus, you'll receive a bonus worksheet with journaling prompts to dive even deeper. Check it out now in the show notes or head to eleanorhadley.com/pleasure language.
Also, don't forget to share with your friends, post it to your stories, and tag me over on Instagram at Eleanor Hadley. Enjoy!